The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Friday, August 14th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. Today is the day. They're having a big drawing. I mean, they have this big wheel thing where they spin it and thing, and it's going to be a big drawing at the Guardian station today. I want to read that the Summer Escape giveaway is coming down to its final moment. And one lucky winner, one lucky listener, is about to win this Friday, August 14, between 12 p.m. That means that's after my show. 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. They have a big bashment downstairs, by the way. Between the hours of 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., that's right, one name will be drawn live, and it could be your name, right? So wherever you are, whatever you are doing, this Friday, make sure that you're tuned in at Star 106.5 and Guardian Talk Radio 96.9 live, and keep your phone close. There's a reason why they're saying to keep your phone close, by the way. There is a reason why they're saying keep your phone close. If your name is called, you must answer when the call comes through in order to claim the prize. You understand what I said just now? They can call you. They can let it ring about 5, 6, 7, 8 times. And if you don't answer, they just move on. So that means at 12 noon, you need to have your phone up and ready. You can pick one name, call that number. And if you answer, it's you. And if you do not answer, they move on to the next person and continue. It said, don't answer, no problem. But we'll draw another name and keep drawing until we find our winner. Could it be you? This Friday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., Star 106.5 and Guardian Talk Radio 96.9. One call, one winner, one unforgettable summer escape. Don't miss it. I'm excited about that. Like I said, they're doing a whole bashment downstairs. So pass by and watch them pick your name. Come downstairs and say, okay, I want to make sure what you're all doing. But let's go on to my show. Something sinister, something frowsy, something nasty is happening at BPL. Where Dwight? Make sure Dwight hear me, because you know he texts me when I go too far. Make sure I clear everything. Keep that there, so in case Dwight texts me. Something nasty is happening at BPL, and I believe collusion. Can I say that, Dwight? No text yet. I believe some kind of collusion is happening there. From the rooter to the tutor, it all bad. It all smells, and they all, I think they all involved. Something bad is happening and is now becoming political, because now we have an anonymous letters. That's not Dwight, that's other people texting. We now have anonymous government letters with the official seal of the Bahamas and say that the government of the Bahamas is aware and they are changing things and working with BPL and their overtime policies. Anonymous letters. And the anonymous letters saying things that we all assumed that BPL was always doing. They have us for goons. And not necessarily just have us for goons. They are now doing political antics. Whoever with power at that power station is doing political antics, things that we do in politics, with we political hacks, we political assassins, what we do. I see it. I know what it is because I'm involved in that world. They're doing the same thing. I want to know who leaked the union leader paycheck, payroll, and how much he's got paid. Who could the Tribune writer, the news reporter, call at BPL and say, man, I want to know
how much the man is make. I want to tell me all his salary and all his overtime so I can release it. Who did they call? Which executive there could say, yeah, man, I can send you everything. I can tell you how much he make so it doesn't move. So the issue moved from this to him. The union being mad with BPM. That's their business. I've been watching for a while saying, why are they always rowing? They're mad about this overtime pay, right? Because the union said they've been negotiating and they just signed their industrial agreement. And if the company had issues with the overtime pay, they could have said then and they could have rowed back and forth and conclude. But in June, they said nothing. This is all we got to deal with. And nothing else we want to deal with. So they signed off. And out of the blue, they said, but months later, we want to deal with this too. But we don't want you to negotiate this. We don't want you to have any commentary about this because this coming through the back door. And when the union kick up and said, no, this is unfair, someone in BPL say, you believe he's playing? Boom, we release all of your salary and your overtime. But my problem is, someone needs to be fired. The government, doing that anonymous government letter saying that we working with BPL, needs to now call the executives of BPL and start firing people. Why? Because someone had to sign off of the overtime. Because the union leader can't give himself overtime. They call him in to work and say, we need you. And he said, man, I tied. I next to my woman. I next to, I go in the church. No, we need you. And they said, what you doing? We plan to pay you overtime. He said, oh, I come into work then. They said, we not just plan to pay you overtime. We can pay you for 24 hours. Some manager said, we can pay you for 24 hours. And that paperwork then went to the director, and the director say, we can pay him for 24 hours. And that paperwork then went to the financial officer, the CFO, and he said, man, that's usual. We can pay him and them and whoever else the 24 hours because we all involved, and we need to pay him. And now that he is making fuss, for his union, what are they going to do? They said, we're going to release his salary and mash his up. We can mash him up because how dare he after we do all this collusion? That's my word. Any call from Urkel? Let me see any text from. No text from Dwight yet. Oh, see Dwight. Oh, God, die eyes. He ain't say nothing, though. He say, I did. We can pay him the overtime. No matter what it is, we can say pay him and the other people because we need these. We can send him on the family island. And leave him there away from his woman and his church and pay him. We can pay him and we don't care what it is because we can sign it off. And he said, man, pay me then. All right, cool. But afterwards, we can mash him up. That's what political terrorists do. And now they're doing terrorizing in BPL. Who does that? I want to know who is responsible for union leader pay. Why they do it? What was their intent? Those things don't happen on people's job, not in a corporation. These things happen inside the United States. Executives just leak things. What kind of tuck shop are you running at BPL? This is why lights are off. And lights off is not for the workers, you know. It's management. And I'm saying, calling for the government, who's responsible for BPL? Who is responsible for BPM? Because she needs to look in who is the supervisor, look in who is the manager, look into who is the director, look in who is the CFO, and fire all of them. Because they are the ones who are authorizing overtime and now I'm leak people's salaries. Them. Someone needs to be fired because it's hot. The money being spent and it's hot and we're not getting good service. And now they are trying to play politics and try to get us on their side like we understand that it's still hot. It's y'all executives doing it. Who in charge of the board? If we could find out how much the union leader make, I want to know who in charge of the board and how much they make. Perhaps it's their salary what they're getting is costing BPL to be lights off. Because I hot. You can feel it. I hot in the studio.
Let me look to see if I say it. No, you ain't saying it yet. Let's go to the first caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Radio, Siri.
I hot.
I little cool. But let me ask you this. Was this the same union man who was on the radio a couple months ago? Did they offer him a trip and offer him some
focus. I had to hang you up because you were focused. Someone approved the overtime. Talk with the overtime. Who approved the overtime? If you can't talk with that, don't call in. Someone approved overtime. Collusion is happening inside BPL, and I want to know who the government planned to fire. Someone needs to be sent home, either for incompetence or collusion. And that's what we're talking about. Because the man could not approve the overtime by himself. I need to find out who approved the overtime. Who is responsible for the checks and balances? Or if there's nobody approving the checks and balances, incompetence there, fire the board. Because the board is incompetent. Let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller, you're live.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm just hot.
So, is this the reason why the guys refused to make the transfer to that new situation?
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
No, it's like the key workers, those who do all the work, they didn't agree with what was going on in terms of a BGC.
I do not know what is happening. I'm just calling on the government.
Yeah. No, see, but hey, you realize how big that pension fund is in BC?
Who created the pension fund in BC?
Most government institutions have a non-contributory pension fund that is fully financed by the government. And when you see, like, private companies try to get involved in public places, the main target is the pension fund. This goes deeper than we think, Mr. Neary.
I can let me now. You're saying pension fund. I can pivot a minute. I can pivot a minute because I want to talk about something else. Go ahead.
Hey,
go ahead.
You know why? You know that BPL, right, had a 20% non-contributory pension fund. Like, the employees did not have to.
Is any of the government agencies have a contribution?
Every government institution has a pension fund that is financed by government.
Okay, so just don't talk about just BPL. All is the same.
No, but 20% back in the day when BDC, was like privatized.
We said BPL or B?
No. When BTC was privatized, and staff got their money.
Mm-hmm.
Man, guys came out of place with some big money, boy.
Yes.
Okay, so these sometimes the pension funds are way more than the company. Stay safe.
Yeah, man. And of course, we end up selling BTC.
I'm turning the AC on.
Yes, man. I that's what they need to do inside the Guardian, for true. BTC, we sold for a fraction of the price. All those assets, we sell the kit and caboodle and whatever. Anyway, let me read this. This is from, hold on. January 31st, 2013. Something happened on January 31st, 2013. Note the year, right? There's a headline in the Tribune. It says, the Bahamas Electricity Corporation, BEC, executive chairman, yesterday said it will move to a rostering and scheduling system with effect from February 1st in the bid to reduce its more than $12 million annual overtime bill. This is from 2013. BPL, BEC at this time, solved the overtime problem. They identified that there's an overtime problem.
in 2013, and the executive chairman, who happened to be Leslie Miller at the time, said they're going to do a rostering system to avoid this excessive overtime. So we found the solution. He found the solution, right? Said Leslie Miller, during a contribution to the House of Assembly on a $250 million loan refinancing for BEC. That means BEC borrowed money just for overtime, you know. Said the cash-strapped corporation would continue to look at ways to improve its financial position. One of them being the reduction of the annual overtime payout. Effective beginning the month of February, BEC will move to a more efficient rostering and scheduling process that will drastically reduce overtime pay and enhance our ability to the Bahamian consumers who rely on us to be a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week enterprise, Mr. Miller said. The union representative, BEC Lang staff, has argued, however, that the overtime is authorized by management and that employees accumulate significant overtime hours because the corporation was understaffed. This person named Stefano Green, president of the Bahamas Electrical Workers Union, BU, said yesterday that the union was unaware of any rostering or scheduling moves. No one has approached us with anything. The corporation has not brought anything to us and relates to rostering, and it continues and goes on to there. I think something sinister is happening at BPL. I believe it's from the rooter to the tooter. I assume that the government needs to intervene, especially how they demonize now their employees in order to convince the public that it's no longer the executives what is the problem, but the employees that is the problem. Even though we know that the employees, in order to get to have overtime, managers got to sign off on it, and nobody talking about no manager getting fired. It needs to be an internal investigation. The whole place seems to be poorly managed. The board needs to change. We need to concentrate where the problem exists. And no matter how much you try to spin it any kind of way to say it's this person and that person supposed to get blamed because they're working overtime, these people are managed. They had this anonymous letter from this government agency and had the government seal on it, the coat of arms on it. They didn't say, see, this is why it says collusion. Because I assume that it should come from either the minister or the Ministry of Energy. We don't know where she is right now. No response. Either it's supposed to come from BPL executives. Either it's supposed to come from the Office of the Prime Minister. I thought that it was going to be something being said by Latrey Raman. Even didn't come from Latrey Raman. It's just an anonymous letter put out to the media. It's anonymous. Just had the crest, the seal of the Bahamas. Collusion, I say. And saying that they prepared to put in this new system. And they 3 times inside of one letter. 3 times. And they say, something wrong with this letter, man. Why are you beating the same thing again and again and again? Right? Said, oh, we're going to work on overtime. And from now on, we can have the manager sign off on it. The manager's always signing off on it. From now on, we can have the director look over the manager's work. Always look over the manager's work. And then now we can have the CFO look over what the director put. That always happens. Collusion. They have us for going. Someone at BPL have us for going. And they want the Bahamian people get vexed at the union people for doing union work in order to empathize with them being incompetent. The board is incompetent. The government of the Bahamas needs to acknowledge that the board is incompetent. That the things that we're experiencing with the blackouts and not servicing the transformers is due to incompetence. It's incompetence. It moved from just servicing equipment now, no, that it's clear that they can't even manage their employees. They can't even manage overtime. And they want us to support them with these basic things they're supposed to be doing. Basic things they can't do. And I'm a side on people who can't do basic things.
How much does Christina Olsen make?
See, I chose the name. I just want to know how much salary. Since they leaking people's salary, I want to know how much she make. I won't be jealous. I want to say, my Lord, I should have got stayed in school longer.
I won't be jealous. How much she make? Let me see if it constitute to good management, the salary. And then I compare it to the blackout and say, oh, man, no, that's small money, man. I understand why they're paying us so much, even though there's blackouts. Tell me what everybody making. Is we going to re-leak in salary? Leak everybody's salary. But you don't victimize lying staff. Something is sinister when anonymous people leaking lying staff in order to mash up the union, trying to union bust. And we seeing it. And nobody saying, come in and say, no, you're going too far. I understand you're mad at the union, babe, because clearly you're always working out something, and he now, you're opposite, right? But you can't do this. Because now I say, somebody wicked. I feel, inside you just get hot. Turn to hell. Inside you get hot. Let's go to the caller still. Guardian Radio AM, you live. Go ahead, caller, you live.
Hello.
I'm here, man.
Hey. I withdrew 110% today, and one caller yesterday would call Survival Line Show. This is a microcosm of what is going on with BPL. And they often try to deflect. These governments, they try to deflect from what is really happening. Yes, it's a handful of people, oligarchs and the people who are running this from behind the scenes that are making money. Like, for instance, the person that brings in the bunker seat of fuel, that fuel passes the Bahamas, goes way down to the Muzzy Takes and Caicos or somewhere down in the back there, is loaded back on their ships and is brought back to the Bahamas for extra charge. It's people like them what got the corporation going the way it's going.
Someone is making money off of us. Someone is making money off of us.
Exactly.
It needs to be a forensic audit of BPL BEC to find out where the money is going. Because somebody is making money off of us.
Yeah, for many years now. And the thing about it is, overtime is an entity that is negotiated. And even so, it can't be, like you say, the overtime causing the problem. Because when Leslie was there, Leslie then fixed that. And since then, the staff is more than cut in half. So it can't be no overtime. And whoever leaked that young man's information needs to be fired. Because that is not the spirit of confidentiality. He ain't supposed to do that. That's why it's called overtime. If I need Nuri to work, it's called overtime. Other than that, Nuri could go home.
Lord have mercy.
But keep up the good work, man.
I tell you, I hurt because I see what's happening. I see what's happening.
The greedy people, the snakes.
The snakes.
Yeah, the snakes. The snakes can't own all the money.
Let me read this point. I appreciate you. I come to the next caller right now. Let me read this point and I go to the next caller right now. This is from the Rashad Roll wrote this from the Tribune News editor. Say, a Bahamas Power and Light probe into overtime payments found that just three employees collected more than $600,000 in overtime in a year, prompting the utility board to move to tighten overtime rules, triggering a backlash from BPL union. Internal BPL records, let me read this again. This is internal BPL records obtained by the Tribune.
How they get it? How the Tribune get it?
See? There's something sinister. Someone give it to them. Someone give it to them for a reason. And we need to analyze what was the intent. Says, internal BPL records obtained by the Tribune show that three employees in the fuel and performance department receive a combined of $601,295.16 in overtime between May 2025 and April 2026. Two accounted for $483,281.53 of the total
receiving $265,551.83 and $217,729.70, respectively, while the third received $118,000 and $13.63. Payroll information, see? Payroll information reviewed by the Tribune lists the annual base salaries of the two highest overtime earners as approximately $78,388 and $56,182, respectively. The overtime payments were therefore more than three times their annual base salary. Someone leaked that information for a reason. They sinister. They monstrous. And they did it to crush the union and to attack their employees. HR need to be shamed. What HR and BPL doing? All of your business is subject to be leaked now. I, as an employee, if I was an employee at BPL, BEC, I would be concerned because executives willing to mash you up. You get them mad. Mash up all your business out. You think just your payroll? I think they willing to do your health records and everything. This is an example. These people are sinister. These same people have no God inside them. There needs to be an internal audit from the rooter to the tooter. I need to find out how much everybody, since you're leaking salaries, I want to know how much everybody making. Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio, you're live. Go ahead, caller.
You know, now that the powers that be have succeeded in changing the narrative, we need to look at how many levels of people that's involved in this. From the supervisor to the person who walks to the payroll master or mistress. How many people is involved in this? You try to tell me over a course of a year, $600,000 gone to one person.
There you go.
And someone between the supervisor and the person who actually pressed send to put that money to someone's account. They ain't noticed that?
They notice it.
So, again, now that they have succeeded in changing the narrative, all those people who...
Fire!
Exactly. From the supervisor who signed off on it, who authorized it, to the person who pressed send to send that money to the account, need to be held to account.
Fire!
And while BPL or whoever is exposing people financial information, why don't they expose the people who owe BPL?
See?
Since you want to expose, let's expose the people, the politicians, the current MPs, the past MPs, the businesses who owe BPL. That's since you want to expose.
There's collusion happening.
I don't want us to get too caught up on this whole overtime thing. Because, again, this is just an attempt to change the narrative from the real issues at BPL as to why BPL cannot keep the power on. Let's stay focused on the real issue.
I appreciate you. People forget that BPL is a monopoly, you know. They're supposed to make profit. It's poor management that is causing what we're going through at BPL. And these poor managers, these poor executives, are now playing politics. Gutter politics, and don't remove the blame from them and their poor management and say, man, it's the staff. Say it's the staff is the problem. Who working the overtime is the problem. Ain't the poor maintenance. Ain't the poor management. Ain't the... Someone sign off on this. You know, they have P&L meetings every month, you know, every quarter. To where you go and analyze payroll, overtime, sales, year end of, in terms of did you meet the quota? They did this, and this goes up to all the senior executives where they would see, man, we are overtime high. Why is this particular department overtime? And they did nothing. That means they saw it. They saw it. But something happened now that I say, man, we can leak everything now. But they forget that it's incompetence cost us. It's them. Let's go to the caller again the next time I read these texts. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. Caller, you there? Go ahead, caller. I see you, caller. Can you hear me? Kermit, let's see if we can get one of those calls, man. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. You live? The lines you working? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. I try to make sure I get all the calls in. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. So it seems we run in the Bush mechanic operation in the highest, I guess, public servant is the most coveted engineering position in the line. Because, I mean, I don't want to be the cynical, negative, you know, pessimistic person, but, you know, when you take your car to a mechanic and you go for one thing and they say there's something wrong with this and something wrong, so they keep on bringing you back to get more money.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I don't have a bad mind like the Jamaicans say, but these are Bahamian people. We know them. We know these people. So don't you think that it would be in their best interest to just keep putting a little sugar in the fuel at one of these generators and these plants so they could keep on coming back to fix it and fix it?
Let's talk about that. First of all,
but
let's
anyway,
say...
Anyway, I mean, I just a thought. It just runs in my mind, like I say.
I plan to address
anyway.
It. First of all, thank you very much. Yeah. We have an overall overtime problem at water and sewage, and at customs, at immigration. And mind you, you go and try go to a yacht coming right now. They charge you extra money to have the customs officer who's supposed to be working 9 to 5 and for all that. There's a problem. This is a sinister problem, reoccurring problem, and all the government institutions, not just BPL. Overtime is a problem. I'm not sure why they just center on BPL, only because the union is kicking up now, but they ain't identifying what the problem is, right? The issue is that, yes, we have some bad actors in all these things who would sabotage us, from nurses to whatever it is, teachers, whatever it is. They would sabotage the thing. But it's management job to police this. You start watching and say, you are not being productive. I'm going to document you, and eventually you get rid of them. But you can't say, well, the staff is running amok and management is not accountable for it. And that's where the problem lies. Let me read this text. Say, boy, I hope Parliament ready for Dr. Rawlins when next session starts. That's what that text says. Say, but Nuri, first it was an act of God last week. It was the electric cars. Now it's overtime. What about the $8 million monthly payments to BGC? Talk that. They grasping at straws. They're trying to find out who to blame. And we're watching them doing it right in front of our faces. We're watching them, you know. Next thing they can say, it's me trying to turn on my light to see at 2 o'clock in the morning. Because we're watching. See, they need to bring Hasty back. The prime minister literally said they fire all the people who know what's going on because they ain't PLP. That's what I got from his comment. No one there knows what they doing, apparently. The government gave the Tribune trying to rile the Bahamians up. Just fix the grid. We won't be distracted. If their hourly salary high, that's your issue, not ours. Ungodly senior administration and government officials. BPL management, along with this administration, need to be fired, all of them. Let's go back to the callers there. Go ahead, Kermit. Patch that caller through. Garden Radio AM, you live. Go ahead, caller, you live.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning.
I'm glad that you're in a fury. But you know something, Mr. Nuri? I heard you some minutes calling. You said they should have paid 600 what thousand for overtime in 1 year?
They have three different people who get that 600.
Three people collectively then?
Yes. Some kind of
linesman. But the thing is, I just wanted to say this. The text hit it right on the point as relates to we need to lift the lid. Or be Bahamas Grid Company, whatever. But who owns this company?
I don't know.
So BPL is paying. But that's what we should know. They're paying $8 million.
It's a secret.
A month. I mean, you know.
It's their secret to keep. And I said, okay, that's your secret. Don't tell me.
But we need to go down the labyrinth then. Have a good day.
I appreciate you, man. So overtime is not a distraction. It's a symptom of the overall corruption of the organization. Overtime is only the tip of the iceberg. BPL is likely a slush fund for the PLP, just like Parks. That's what the text says. So let BPL table its audit financial statements and annual reports as mandated by law. It's a secret. Stop asking these people to table the information. So this text says, I need to switch careers. One time I wanted to be a linesman at BPL. You know. I thought they wasn't making no money. I know better now. I should have made that switch.
Little do I know what type of money they is making get approved by the supervisor, the manager, the director, the financial officer, and eventually the CFO. If I didn't know, I wouldn't apply. I could be in the fourth man in that department. But no, I didn't know. So this text says, CA, it seems like everyone is using the poor public as a bunch of Palm Sunday Cadillacs. I agree with the previous caller to expose everyone, especially the big dogs, who have been getting away, protected on that special list. No wonder why BPL can't see the city from the smoke. Are politicians still getting the no pay, no need to pay BPL list? There's a list still? Or that's just yesteryears? That don't happen no more. Can we get an audit to find out what all is happening? Somebody is in charge. Let's read this text. Hi, Mr. Nuri. Boy, you hot. It hot inside the Guardian studio. I tell you, they need to work on the AC. But this AC being pumping for a while, but after a while, with this heat. Anyway, I know what, Nuri, we need to get rid of all government PLP and FNM and let foreigners come and run this country. Let Mr. Trump run it. Behemoth's teeth too darn much. I'm starting to believe that perhaps Behemoth's incompetent. Perhaps we need to hire foreign. But we have foreign people here now and the lights low up. But I'm concerned. I have no confidence, me. I have no confidence in the board. None. I think light could be off tonight. I almost shock certain lights could be off in the West tonight. I have no confidence. Anyway. Let's take this break. Guardian Radio AM, it hot inside the studio. We'll be right back.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I avoid?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me? Uh-uh.
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pin from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pin.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
But he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I avoid?
All you gotta do is call them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me? Uh-uh.
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pin from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pin.
Plus, everything crumbled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Attention, island game players. Percy's pension plan is now accepting applications. Deposit $25 and you are officially in the running for a weekly salary of up to $1,000 a week for a full year. Applications close September 8th. Apply now at theislandgame.com.
Headed to South Florida soon? Holiday Inn Express in Plantation welcomes you to the heartbeat of Florida fun. Whether it's business or pleasure, the Holiday Inn Express is close to sensational shopping, captivating dining, and nightlife. Elevate your Florida experience. Sleep well and rest easy at Holiday Inn Express.
complimentary breakfast buffet featuring seasonal favorites. Keep up your fitness routine in our 24-hour on-site fitness center with cardio equipment and free weights, or take a refreshing swim in our outdoor pool. Your special Bahamas tourist rate awaits. Holiday Inn Express, 1701 North University Drive, in Plantation. Book your getaway now. Call directly at 954-472-5600 or the sales department for reservations and additional information.
As the summer days wind down, a new school year begins. Grab your checklist and head on over to Kelly's House and Home for their 20% off back to school sale, except on net items, now through September 2nd. They have everything you need, like Toto, JanSport, and character backpacks, lunch boxes, composition books, pens, pencils, calculators, and more. Spend $50 or more on school supplies and you could win one of two gift baskets, bicycles, a laptop computer, or a Crayola-filled stocking. Catch Kelly's House and Home's back-to-school sale now through Tuesday, September 2nd.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you winning. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, come play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Attention Island Game players. Percy Pension Plan is now accepting applications. If you just deposit a mere $25 and you are officially in the running for our weekly salary for up to $1,000 per week for a full year. The application closed on September 8th. Apply now at theislandgame.com. I just want to remind everybody that this is a promotional gaming campaign and is not an insurance policy, a pension fund, a retirement savings plan, an investment product, or other regulated financial service. But let's get back to this conversation. So this text says, good morning, Nuri. The deal with BGC needs to be canceled forthwith. BPL is on the verge of collapse. I don't know if any deal needs to be canceled, but I would like to know who the owners of them are and what's their intent. I need to know who the players are. I would like to know. But it's a secret. And I understand secrets. Some secrets you keep for the Bahamian people and don't never tell them. And Bahamian people need to understand that some things we shall never know. And I accept that. I ain't mad. So that's why I don't ask about that company at all. So this is a year of exposure. BPL need to be audited. Or was this a plot to distract us from the politician number one and the cartels, obviously? But will they be audited? Like beaches and parks who spend $2.something million on our beautiful parks, or did they buy homes with cash? While we suffer, these demons cleaning up shop. Something frowsy is happening at that BPL, BEC. Something frowsy. It's like a wet paper bag underneath someone's arm. It's frowsy. And the government has a duty of care to answer the Bahamian people. There needs to be an internal audit. I need to know. I want to know everybody's salary. I want to know everybody's salary from now. I want to know what we paid on these transformers. I want to know when last we serviced the transformers. I want to know everything. Call a call back. I can let you talk right now. Right? I can let you talk right now. Call back. So CA, the so-called legacy debt, a legacy to our children to pay. That's what they want. But only a certain set of children, people, children will pay. Right? Nuri, there was never no salary leak before. Check out the new board. They're the problem. I know someone leaking the salary. And good morning, Mr. Nuri. I agree with you concerning the problems at BPL. Is it possible that the persons who were paid the 600 plus in overtime are qualified to earn their fair share? Can anyone do the job that they qualify to do? I think they make $40 an hour. I think they make $40 an hour. And they at BPL have a scale of overtime. They have time and a half. They have double time. They have double time plus quarter. And they have time and a half plus quarter also. So it all depends on the scale. And if you have to work 24 hours, and 24 hours means that the manager have to sign off on it and say, yes, we will pay you for 24 hours because we send you to the family island. All right? So these are processes that BPL have assumed and accepted. They can pay you the overtime, and the manager signed off and said, we can pay these three people the overtime. I'm not saying if they deserve it or not. No, that's not the issue. I'm saying that someone signed it off, and we need to investigate who signed these things off, bring it to the fore and say, yes, it's you who signed it off, and it's you who we can blame. And we can find out who's your boss, and who's your boss boss, and who's your boss boss, and say, all y'all got to go, because clearly y'all ain't managing the affairs of BPL properly. So I'm mad at the employees, you know, because someone had to sign it off. And now to have this anonymous government letter with the government seal on it to say that we now implementing that the man has got to sign off. We know the man has got to sign off. What y'all saying inside that don't make no sense. So when I saw it, I say, clearly, Raman ain't write this because literally Raman's sensible. He ain't write this foolishness. So I want to know who wrote that foolishness to have us like, feel like goons. That's why I like when Raman write, no, these, I might disagree, but he's it's concise and it makes sense. That enormous letter from the government, from whoever ministry it from, we have no clue. That didn't make no sense. I think Raman needs to find out who do that and correct it. Let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live. Kermit, back to the culture. Go ahead, caller. You live.
Hey, Neri. Hey. Thanks for calling back, Grammy boy. Let me tell you something. This show's so hot in your studio that my air conditioning ain't working either in my house.
You see?
That's how hot it is.
That's what it is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Huh? I agree.
I serious. I got the air conditioner on, but it's dead hot. And let me tell you something. You know how sad that is, Neri, because when everything was blowing up the other day in this town, blowing up, burning up, who they had to call out to for days to help fix that?
Yeah.
Who they had to call out?
The same overtime people.
They had to call these same fellas, and then the fellas had to say, okay, yeah or no, I come in a day for 3, 4, 5 days or a week to help you fix this thing. And now they turn around and trying to throw these same fellas under the bus. You can imagine if them fellas would say, no, we wasn't coming out. Can you imagine, Neri?
Grammy boy, someone made a meme with the union president's face on it and said, BPL overtime watch. Say,
listen,
that is meme on it.
Criminal.
And they
that
have a salaries on it.
Neri, that is criminal. Because Joe Public ain't supposed to know how much money Neri making. Suppose somebody take that the wrong way and try to stalk that young man.
The type of money he make it. I need to stalk him. I didn't know he made that type of money. I know
the
now.
Man, listen, I used to work the BTC. And for 2 weeks in Exuma, I can say that now. 2 weeks in Exuma, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., we had to fix some problems. I gone home with almost $30,000. Mm. That's overtime. Mm. That overtime is allotted for that.
Yeah.
That's what that's for. But the real distraction is, Neri. You know what the real distraction is? For the last 2 weeks, all of us been hot on the trail with this NIF, with our money gone, mm-hmm. and how that money get there.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they throw this distraction because this distraction, like you say, ain't make no sense.
I hot.
Ain't make no sense. Yeah. Where our money go? Where our $707,000 come from? And where it gone? You see, we was too hard on them. That's why they threw this distraction out. Thanks for taking Grammy Boy call again.
This is something I posted on Facebook, apparently going viral. I don't know why these people cut a screenshot my things. I don't know. I just comment on my page. I try to stay private as much as I can. I said, for Kyle, for this Bayhuni and Kyle to make that much money in overtime, it would mean his supervisor is incompetent or corrupt. His manager is incompetent or corrupt. His director is incompetent or corrupt. Payroll lawyer, the payroll manager is incompetent or corrupt. The payroll director is incompetent or corrupt. The board needs to be fired. The very idea that the powers that be at BPL would leak this travesty means that all needs to be fired. We need a new BPL board. I used one colorful word there. That's why I had to pause. I had to see what kind of replacement word I'd say. But something is wrong. And it starts from the top. The minister ain't saying nothing yet, no. I was trying to say. The board ain't saying nothing yet, no. But something is wrong. They are being mismanaged there. And when you look at all the equipment falling down and the type of monies that are being paid out left, right, and center and people signing off and that, clearly, the prime minister needs to intervene and say, something is wrong. We need to correct that. One or two of y'all need to go home. There needs to be a financial audit. We need to find out how much everybody making. Since we're leaking salaries, we need to find out who all get contracts. Who all we hired to work there.
to see if they is being efficient. But this cannot continue. It cannot continue. And just like what happened in 2013 where Leslie Miller was talking about overtime and the policies, what he's going to implement, whatever it is, in 2036, we can be saying this exact same thing. Because I'm starting to say, Beheim is looking to be incompetent. We just can't do it. We just can't do it. The board can't do it. The board full of behemoths just can't do it. They're not making the mustard. They're not cutting the mustard. We're incompetent. And we need to sap it. To say, well, the IW doing our best. Just to come to me and say that. Say, Nuri, I'm doing my best, man. And I won't judge you hard, Nuri. I say, man, we behemoths, I understand that. You ain't too smart. You know, I understand that. Continue to do your best. I ain't going to complain, but come to me. Come to me and say, man, Nuri, I tried. Don't hit me too hard. You ain't like we going to big universities and thing and that we's the best in the world. Expect that this is the best we can do. Unless you're going to hire foreign. And if this is the best we can do, I tell me. So I don't have to complain about this no more. Because I'm tired now. I'm tired in my heart. But I realize this is the best it can get. This is as best and as good as it's going to get at BPL. Ain't going to get no better. And we behemoths need to accept it. We need to accept it and stop asking who owned this and who owned that. Stop asking how much where the money going for we paying monthly. Stop asking because this is as good as it's going to get. Because the politicians aren't going to answer us. They can promise all us all kind of things and say we doing this and we doing that. And 10 years later, blackout. I don't expect nothing better. I just don't. I'm used to the heat. So this text says, good morning. Whatever the situation at BPL, the chairman has lost control. I think she has. She needs to resign. I think she should. But the employees see the other people teething, so they might as well teeth too. I think that's what might be happening. I don't know. But I am concerned. See, when any private financial institution expresses an interest in a government entity, they are usually looking at assets like pension funds. Says, you are right on the money. There is a serious leader problem at BPL. It's failure of leadership. Management cannot point fingers. They are fully responsible for the inefficiencies at BPL. Staff cannot or should not work overtime. That is unauthorized. I agree with you. They need to change leadership. So it says, CA, I only have one question. I am not clear. Are you cold in the studio? I hot in the studio. I'm not cold. I hot. Says, when I review the process and I see the staff doing inexplicable nonsense, I don't have to ask anybody. I automatically know somebody on the executive, possibly the board, also doing nonsense or benefiting from the nonsense. That's what the text says. So this text says, thank you, CA. If the man work, then pay him. How you want the man to work then watching his money? We must stop letting government turn us against each other. And how come these ministers go into parliament broke and come out rich? Tell them, talk about that. But Kyle Wilson making some money. That's a lot of money making. He can't ask me for nothing. I mean, if he come and say he needs child, no. Get that money from that money you make. The type of money you making up over time. No, I can't see him on the streets. Now that I know, now that they leak his salary, he can't ask me for nothing. I try to say that. That's why I want to know how much everyone else making, so I can know who not to let give to no more. So, good morning, Mr. Nuri. The word for the day is collusion. I think that's the word for the day. Let's read this last text. Good day. That was done to distract from the fact that they can't. I don't think we're competent enough to keep the lights on, text though. Well said. Let the fighting release all the corruption on both sides. I think this what we're dealing with has been long in running. And I believe the politicians are aware. I believe the executives at BPL are aware. I believe the board is aware. And we now need to call them all in the meeting and say, this can't continue. Because the Bahamian people hot. I know I hot. This has been Guardian Radio AM. Come downstairs at 12 o'clock now. They plan to draw, have that big drawing. It could be 12 till 2. Only could be one winner. But if you don't have your phone next to you when they call,
Because they start calling people now. If you don't have your phone next to them, they then call someone else. And if that person don't answer, they call somebody else and tell you, say, it's me. I claiming the prize. Good luck. This has been Guided Radio AM. This is C.A. Nuri. I hot.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.